Let me pray for us as we look at this passage briefly together. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Our Father God, we pray this morning as we think about these words that you would open our eyes to see something more in the year ahead of your salvation, of your plans and purposes for us, your people. So speak to us and reveal to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. What will 2017 bring for us? It's the obvious question to ask on this January the 1st. What is in store for us over the next 12 months? There will be things that we anticipate eagerly, that we are looking forward to, family events, significant birthdays, perhaps the birth of a child, holiday plans, a change of job, a new direction. There will be other things that we anticipate perhaps not so eagerly. For some of us, some of the teenagers here, perhaps not just the teenagers, there will be exams. Perhaps you're a parent of a teenager here, and the prospect of exams in your household is not something you're looking forward to particularly either. Exams. Perhaps there are health concerns, again, either for yourself or for those that you love. Perhaps there's uncertainty at work. And then, of course, we look beyond just ourselves at the wider world, where there is so much uncertainty, so much upheaval. You've seen the news this morning, so much suffering and evil. What will the next 12 months of 2017 bring? This morning we've baptized little Jonah, who's gone out for a little break. That is a significant moment in his life and for the life of his family. What lies ahead for him this year as he grows up will be a year, of course, as in the early years of any child's life, of significant change and development. But then the years beyond that as well. At baptisms, we always partly think of the potential of a little life. What are they going to bring to this world? In our reading this morning, Jesus is still a baby. He begins the reading, verse 21. He's 8 days old when he's circumcised. Then a little later, he's brought to the temple. He would have just been a month old. And this little baby crosses path with an old man, a Simeon, who is righteous and devout, who has been waiting in the temple for a promise that God has made to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. The old man and the young baby, and their paths cross. And Simeon is filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is upon him. And God shows him what this little baby, this child, will bring to the world. He takes Jesus in his arms and he says, "Now I'm ready to die." Slightly odd thing to say, but that's pretty much what he does say. "Sovereign Lord," verse 29, "as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace." In fact, Simeon's words are used as a prayer in a prayer that we often use at funerals. At the end of someone's life, we pray, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace." We mark the end of someone's life. And Simeon says, "My life can now come to an end because God's promise to me has been fulfilled. I have seen," he realizes, "the Lord's Christ. I can now be dismissed. But as my life comes to an end, this child's life is just beginning. And this is what he is going to bring to the world. And he takes Jesus in his arms, and in this little wrinkly baby, God shows him the future, what this child is going to bring. And two things that I want to bring out of the words that he says. The first, salvation. Salvation for all people. My eyes, says Simeon, have seen your salvation. Over Christmas, in our carols and in our readings, we can't get away from the language of salvation. The second carol we sang this morning, Christ is born to save. Christ is born to save. We think through the Christmas story, the promise or the prediction of the angel to Matthew, to Joseph, that he is to have a son, or rather Mary is to have a son, and you will call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Think of the prophecy of Zechariah, the knowledge of salvation he sees through the forgiveness of sins. We think of the song of the angels, today a Saviour has been born, and now here Simeon says, my eyes have seen your salvation. In 2017, to many people, the language of sin and salvation might seem a little outdated. But of course, it is just as relevant to our lives today as it ever has been. You need to look around the world to know that we are a world that needs saving. We are a world that is lost, that has wandered away from God, that needs to be brought back to Him. The surprise for God's people was that the salvation that the Christ was to bring was not just for them, but for all people. For the whole world, my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. This child is to bring salvation. As we stand at the beginning of the year ahead, the beginning of 2017, and we wonder what is ahead for us, this promise, this offer of salvation is for us today. At whatever stage of life we're at, however long you've been coming to St. Nick's Church, the offer of salvation is for us today. Perhaps you're someone here this morning who's not a Christian. This offer of salvation is for you. We're running a course in the new year. Its details are on the back of the service sheet. It's a course called Jesus the Game Changer, How the Life and Teaching of Jesus Changed the World and Why It Matters. It's a course that looks at what Jesus came to offer this world. And perhaps as you wonder what 2017 might bring for you, this might be a good way to begin it. We'd love you to come along if you'd like to take part. But perhaps you've been a Christian for many years. I hope you know that the promise of salvation is not just a once-off thing. We have been saved. We are being saved. And one day we will be saved fully. The promise of salvation is for every one of us, no matter how long we have been people of faith. And as we look ahead to the next 12 months, what part of God's salvation do you need to grasp afresh? What part of you needs freshly saving, as it were? Christ came to bring salvation. It is something that he longs to bring to each one of us in 2017. That's the first thing, salvation. The second is trouble. Trouble. When someone shows you their new baby, their brand new baby, Ellen and I are going to have a baby in 27, or Ellen's going to have the baby, but we will present this little child to you, and there are certain appropriate things that it is expected that you will say when offered a new child to comment upon. There are very obvious things that you say. You say, what lovely eyes they've got. Don't they look just like you? We see their face in you. Oh, what a lovely smiley, whatever. There are some lovely things that are acceptable to say. What you don't say is this. Well, she may look very sweet now, but when she grows up, she's going to cause a lot of trouble, a lot of heartache, and probably drive you to an early grave. Now, of course, that is true of all children. That's what they do. But you don't say it at that stage. But that's what Simeon says. Verse 33, the child's father and mother marveled about what was said about him. They've heard this wonderful promise that their boy is to bring salvation to the world. They're excited at this. How exciting to play a part in it. They marvel at it. And then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Simeon says this child will bring trouble. Many people won't like what he has come to bring, the salvation that he offers. Many people will speak against him and reject his message. He will cause controversy and division. He's going to cause trouble. And some of it you, Mary, are going to have to bear personally. How tactless of Simeon. Why at this moment bring in such a negative message? At this moment of joy, why ruin the moment with this talk? Why speak of sadness at this time? And it's a reminder that amidst the joy of Christmas, all the joy of Christmas, all the good news of great joy for all people, there are hints, even right at the beginning, of sadness and suffering. Not everyone will accept God's Savior. Some will fall at his feet, but some will spit in his face. God's salvation is going to come at great cost. And this child and those who are close to him will bear it personally. Jesus Christ himself, of course, betrayed and rejected and tried unjustly and crucified as a criminal. And those who were close to him and followed him caught up in the same. Here is Jesus, just 1 month old. And Simeon looks ahead to what he will bring to this world, and he says he will bring two things, salvation and trouble. And for those of us who choose to follow Jesus Christ, he will bring those same two things for us. Salvation, as I've already talked, but also trouble. If we choose to follow Jesus Christ over the 12 months ahead of us in 2017, we can be assured of trouble, of suffering. For some around the world, we know that suffering will be incredibly intense. Here in the West, it will be greatly reduced. But to follow Christ is to take up our cross and to follow in his footsteps. Salvation and suffering, hand in hand in the Christmas story, in the gospel story. In fact, as we see as we go through, not just salvation and suffering, but salvation through suffering. As you look ahead to 2017, as you choose to follow Jesus Christ, you can be assured of trouble. Because he came not to give us an easy life, but to call us to follow him. Some of you may know what that trouble may look like. For many of us, we've no idea. It may be some personal suffering through which he chooses to work. It may be some turning of our lives upside down, again, through which he chooses to work. It may be some costly decision that we need to make as we choose to put him first. and follow him, we can be assured of salvation and trouble. So let's pray as we finish, that we would have the faith and the strength to follow God's wonderful plans and yet accept too his costly purposes in Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. So our Father God, give us eyes of faith, as Simeon had, to see in Jesus Christ your plans and purposes for our world and our lives. And give us strength to follow in his way, whatever comes our way in the months ahead of us in 2017. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.